KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Take a look at sports from around the region here last night. The Atlantic Boys swim team hosted a triangular with Sioux City West and Waukee last evening. Brian York had a third place finish in the 500-yard freestyle, placing fourth in the 200 freestyle. Alex Sampson went fourth in the 50 freestyle and was fifth in the 100 freestyle. Braden Atkinson was fifth in the 200 IM, while Alex Liss was fifth in the 100 backstroke in that meet last night. High school wrestling around the area last night as well. At Woodbine, they hosted a dual meet with several teams involved. Logan Magnolia topping Atlantic Cam 37-33. Logan Magnolia also beating OABCIG 76-6. Logan Magnolia over Woodbine 78-3. Atlantic Cam topping Woodbine 60-24. Atlantic Cam also over OABCIG 78-0. And was Woodbine topping OABCIG 42-24 last night. Also at Creston, it was Creston OM over Riverside 60-21. Creston OM beating North Polk 51-23, and North Polk topping Riverside 53-27. Jace Rose of Riverside picked up his 100th career win. Also at Carroll last night, East Sac County topping Coon Rapids Bayard 72-12. East Sac County beating Kemper Catholic 49-30. Kemper Catholic downing Audubon 57-18. Kemper Catholic over Coon Rapids Bayard 66-12. Carroll downing Audubon 64-12. Carroll over Coon Rapids Bayard 57-6. And was Audubon over Coon Rapids Bayard 25-24. Also at Sydney last night, AHSTW winner over Abraham Lincoln 39-36. AHSTW beating Southwest Iowa 45-28. AHSTW also a 54-30 winner over Tri-Center. Abe Lincoln beat Southwest Iowa 40-39. AL over Tri-Center 54-18. And Southwest Iowa beat Tri-Center 52-30. At St. Albert last night, Clarinda over St. Albert 51-24. Clarinda beating Red Oak 48-28. Clarinda downing Southwest Valley 60-9. St. Albert over Red Oak 36-30. St. Albert beat Southwest Valley 39-31. And it was Southwest Valley over Red Oak 48-30. Also in a meet at Nottoway Valley last night, Greene County topping Nottoway Valley 43-12. Greene County over Martinsdale St. Mary's 39-24. Woodward Granger beating Nottoway Valley 54-15. It was Woodward Granger over Martinsdale St. Mary's 47-36. And Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 40-18 winner over Nottoway Valley in wrestling last night. In high school basketball last night, first in girls action, the Exira EHK Spartans built a big as 18 over the Cam Cougars Tuesday night in a big top 10 battle, but they needed a late free throw to grab the win in a game heard here on KJAN. The Spartans were up 50-32 late in the third quarter, but the Cougars clawed their way back to tie the game at 57 in the final minute on a Zoe Baylor bucket. Quinn Grubbs was able to draw a foul in the next possession, made one of two free throws, putting the Spartans back on top. Baylor had a good look at a go-ahead basket with about 10 seconds left, but it rolled off the rim. Shea Burmeister secured the rebound after a scramble, and the outlet allowed the Spartans to run the clock down to less than a second, before the Cougars could foul. Alyssa Partridge then added one more free throw to give them a 59-57 victory last night. Spartans were led by 29 points from Quinn Grubbs. Macy Emgarten had a dozen. Cam got 16 points from freshman Eva Stephenson, who had to battle through some second-half foul trouble. Meredith Rich had 12 points also last night for the Cougars. Also in the girls' hoops last night from the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Zarweva over Woodbine, 46-41. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison, 71-38. Glidden Ralston over Coon Rapids Bayard, 49-43. West Bend Mallard beat Peyton Sherdan, 39-34. From the Hawkeye 10 last night, Creston over Clarinda, 71-28. Denison over Kemper Catholic, 56-38. St. Albert beat Red Oak, 74-33. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over Riverside, 60-28. Trainer beating Tri-Center, 58-38. And Underwood a 58-52 winner over AHSTW. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Griswold, 54-24. East Mills beat Essex, 67-43. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley over Mount Air, 64-44. Southwest Valley beat Bedford, 55-52. Also locally, it was ACGC over I-35, 49-20. ADM beat Carlisle, 57-45. Carroll over Boone, 50-48. In boys basketball, Trey Peterson hit a scrambling shot as time ran out in regulation to help Exira EHK pick up a big road win over Cam in boys hoops last night. That's the other half of our broadcast doubleheader. Initially, it was thought that Peterson's shot was a three that would have given the Spartans a 56-55 victory, but after consultation, the officials ruled it was a two, and it tied the game at 55 to send it to overtime. Spartans made sure that big shot mattered as they pulled away to a 70-61 win in the overtime period last night. Trey Peterson had 21 points all in the second half. Tyler Peterson had 16, Easton Nelson 13 for the Spartans. Cam got 31 points from Colby Rich. Connor McKee had a dozen last night in that game. In other Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston 62-46. West Harrison beat Boyer Valley 70-64. Woodbine over Arweva 55-35. From the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Glenwood over Atlantic 56-48. Creston beating Clarinda 55-53. Denison over Kemper Catholic 56-50. Lewis Central beat Harlan 46-41. St. Albert over Red Oak 59-38. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW edging Underwood 55-54. IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 54-29. Trainer beat Tri-Center 64-55. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Griswold 44-36. East Mills over Essex 77-15. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Southwest Valley beat Bedford 39-37. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 65-53. Also around the region, ACGC beating I-35 72-56. Carroll over Boone 66-37 in boys hoops. Iowa State fought back from a 15-point second-half deficit, but they came up short as fourth-ranked Texas picks up the 78-72 win last night as the Cyclones are now 0-4 in the Big 12. They're 2-6 overall.
I was proud of our guys for their resiliency in the second half, you know, staying the course. We got down 12, 14, 15, and, you know, were able to weather the storm and, you know, put ourselves in a position to win a game on the road against a really good team.
At Cyclones coach Steve Prohm, ISU was up 16-10 early, but the Longhorns took control and led by 10 at the break. Javen Johnson had a career-high 21 to lead the Cyclones. They'll host 18th-ranked Texas Tech this weekend. Also in top 25 action last night, Mississippi State overcame a 12-point halftime deficit as they beat number 13 Missouri 78-63. It was number 18 Texas Tech beating Kansas State 82-71. Number 19 Clemson rallied from 9 down in the second half to beat North Carolina State 74-70 in overtime. The Georgia Tech men's basketball team has shut down all their athletic activities and postponed tonight's game at Notre Dame because of COVID-19 protocols. Elsewhere, the Memphis Tigers men's basketball game at UCF has been postponed hours before tip-off because of COVID-19 cases and ensuing contact tracing at the Florida school. Oregon State's men's basketball game at Colorado, scheduled for Saturday in Boulder, has been postponed, also because of COVID-19 protocols. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson says his shorthanded Panthers need to make progress on the defensive end. Junior standout A.J. Green's season was cut short due to a hip injury, and sophomore Antoine Kimmins left the team and returned to the Twin Cities to help his family deal with COVID. The preseason Missouri Valley favorites are just 2-7 overall. They're 1-3 in the Valley.
It's been a couple weeks since A.J. and Antoine have not been part of the active roster. And, you know, the roster that we've got, you know, we've shown that we can, in that second game against Missouri State, we showed that we can, you know, we can defend at a fairly high level. And the roster that we've got, you know, needs to do a better job defensively.
UNI returns to action Sunday, hosting Bradley to open up a two-game series. The Iowa Hawkeye women return to Big Ten action tonight, hosting Minnesota. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says it's difficult to get a read on a Gopher team that's 2-4 and coming off an overtime win against Wisconsin.
They've had some injuries. They've had some COVID situations. So it's hard to really get a feel for this team. But I'm sure that they're very excited coming off their first victory of the year against a Big Ten opponent.
Hawkeyes are 7-1, averaging 92 points a game. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 5:45 will be the pregame start time. Iowa wrestler Spencer Lee is looking to take care of unfinished business this season. The cancellation of the NCAA tournament last March cost Lee an opportunity to win a third straight national championship. He went 18-0 and led the Hawkeyes to the Big Ten title. He was winner of the Dan Hodge Trophy as the nation's top college wrestler and a co-winner of the AAU James E. Sullivan Award as the nation's top amateur athlete. Iowa is the unanimous number one team in the preseason. 5 of the top 7 teams in the rankings are from the Big Ten. Move over running backs. Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith has emerged as the best player in college football. Smith became the first wide receiver to win the Heisman Trophy in 29 seasons last night, breaking the monopoly quarterbacks have had on college football's most prestigious award by beating out three of them. The Crimson Tide senior is the fourth receiver to win the Heisman, joining Michigan's Desmond Howard in 1991, Notre Dame's Tim Brown in 1987, and Nebraska's Johnny Rogers in 1972. The other finalists were Smith's Alabama teammate Mac Jones, Clemson's Trevor Lawrence, and Florida's Kyle Trask. Crimson Tide running back Najee Harris finished fifth in the voting. Quarterbacks had won 17 of the previous 20 Heisman trophies, including the last four. And college football playoff executive director Bill Hancock says the national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State is still a go right now for Monday night. Hancock said there were no changes in the game in Miami Gardens, Florida, between the top-ranked Crimson Tide and third-ranked Buckeyes was still scheduled for Monday night as planned. AL.com reported that Ohio State has been in contact with CFP officials about possible player availability problems that could force the game to be delayed. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith says the Buckeyes continue to follow the same protocols they have all season, and they plan to play Monday in suburban Miami. The pandemic threatened to shut down major college football altogether in the summer, but they got through the season with all kinds of postponements. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.